Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 2PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And there's so many wonderful things about being a parent.
Of course there is.
A lot of joy, so much love that you feel, but there, of course, are always downsides. And I'm a little nervous to bring this up because I don't want people to confirm what I've heard. But thus far, pretty much every parental cliche that I've been told has been 100% accurate.
Yeah, so we've talked about it earlier on the show last week.
Yeah.
And you're kind of scared right now, Corey.
I'm a little terrified. But I mean, every parent that I've talked to says that this is the absolute worst for a new parent. And I'm talking about what's known as the Ferber method, more commonly known as the cry it out method. And it's a sleep training method for your child. So my son Mason just turned 5 months on Saturday, actually. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of getting to that point where it's time to do maybe a little sleep training.
So
and
I've been researching.
Yeah, all right. The non-parent expert, Breezy, lay this on me.
I have to do like a little one step further because, you know, you have one up on me because you have a kid.
Sure.
It's super annoying.
Explain how this works for people that aren't listening and maybe don't have kids.
So the Ferber method, there's actually a chart that I'm looking at right now, and it's the minutes to let your baby cry before checking on them. So the idea behind it is you put your baby down to rest in the crib by themselves, and it's kind of, if you've ever like looked at a marathon training or outlining, it kind of looks like that. Like there's different sure. days and columns. So day one, you first wait 3 minutes before you go in and check on them. Okay.
It's actually my son, Mason. That's how he cries. So 3 minutes of that is what you're saying.
Take a lap, okay? And then you go in, you rub his back. Love you, baby Mace. Put him back down. Mm-hmm. And then the second time, you wait 5 minutes.
Okay, so 5 minutes of that.
Go take a walk, Corey. Go feed your cat. I don't know. Go clip your toenails. I don't know what you do on your free time.
You make it sound so simple, but I think, again, you can read all the ahaparenting.com research that you'd like.
Never failed me yet.
It's not going to tell you what it's like emotionally for the parent. I have heard so many
horror stories. Yeah, but Corey, you're soft. You're soft.
This is, no. Yes, I am, but that's besides the point. This is pretty much every parent. Like, you want to be there for your baby. You want to protect your baby. You want to make your baby feel comfortable, and you don't want them to just cry. And my mom told me the story of when she was trying this for my sister, you know, when she was little. She put her upstairs in the crib, and my mom said that she just sat at the bottom of the stairs and while my sister was crying upstairs, losing her mind.
Just like sulking?
And my mom was sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh,
because all you want to do as a parent is be there to comfort your child. And you know, it goes against every instinct I can only imagine that you have.
I get that. I get it can be emotionally tolling. But you need to keep in mind that this is the best possible option. You're training them. And, you know, training for things might be a little uncomfortable sometimes. But the end goal here is to get them to sleep on their own, get them to sleep comfortably.
Sure.
And be okay.
Well, it's to get them to self-soothe, which certainly is a good thing. But to get there, I just want to know, is it as terrible as every parent makes it out to be? A bunch of calls lined up. 222-9800. Lindsay from Waterloo. All right. Give us the real experience here, the Ferber method. Worst thing a parent can go through?
Well, my daughter is going to be 2, and I tried it, and she was like, cry so much that she would throw up.
Yeah, okay. So that's one of the horror stories.
You're not making us feel better, sister.
That's one of the horror stories that I heard. But my fiance St. Courtney heard of someone who said their baby cried eventually for 2 hours straight and like threw up on themselves because they were so worked up.
But eventually she got used to it.
Yeah.
She sleeps in her crib full time now, nap, bedtime, everything. And this was
really
most left with me for almost a year and a half.
Okay.
So it was like a light switch after a while. She just decided to, hey, I want to be in my crib now.
So. Really? Yeah. Well, okay. Yep. So you would say in the end, it was all worth it?
Yep.
But how do you mentally prepare yourself as a parent for that? Can you even? It feels like you can't.
You just got to know that he's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's normal for babies to cry. You know, he's how old?
He just turned five months, yeah.
So he doesn't really, you know, when he cries, he's crying. He just wants to be, you know, he's still kind of getting used to not being in the womb and stuff like that.
Right.
So he still just wants that comfort. They're still looking for that comfort. And
well, and this is ripping that away from him. That's why it's so heartbreaking.
Corey, he's fine. You have to stop coddling baby Mace. You have to let him learn for himself.
Well, Lindsay,
you can go and pat him on the back and say it's okay, but then walk away, because otherwise, every time he cries, he's going to know that you're going to come in.
A pat on the back makes no one feel better. Even as an adult, when someone pats you on the back, it's never been comforting in the history of comfort. Lindsay, thank you, though. I do appreciate your honesty. So even though your daughter vomited from crying so much, you still say it's worth it.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lindsay, thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Jackie from Rochester, is the Ferber method, the cried-out method, it's a sleep training method for young children, is it as terrible as everyone says?
No.
Corey's being dramatic, Jackie.
It's the best gift you will ever give to your child
really?
And yourself.
Wow.
So the way the book explains it, I had a kid that just wouldn't sleep. The way the book explains it, it's like, if you rock your child to sleep every night, it's like going to sleep with a pillow, and when you wake up, your pillow's gone.
Oh, okay.
You can't get to sleep again without your pillow. Right.
Sure.
So you both become emotionally attached. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sure. And what happens is once the child learns to soothe themselves to sleep and go back to sleep on their own, they can do that on their own, and you're so much better off, and they're so much better off.
Yeah, what is it like being able to sleep again? Because, I mean, that thought does seem nice.
Oh, it's great. You know what? If you can't stand listening to him cry for the 5 or 10 minutes it takes, get in the shower, make sure they're safe.
Go take a walk.
Get in the shower, go outside, walk outside.
Mm-hmm. Go chill in your basement, your unfinished man cave.
And then what, in the fetal position in the corner while crying myself? Maybe if I cry loud enough that I'll drown him out. It's possible.
Everyone's crying. Okay. Thanks, Jackie. Thanks for talking Corey off the ledge here this morning. I really appreciate it.
But we're getting there. Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
Melissa from Rochester, the Ferber method, lay it on me straight here. Give me the real talk.
Oh, my God. I'm getting so upset just right now thinking about it. I had 3 kids. Tried it with each of them, and it failed.
Really? Okay.
Melissa.
All right, we've had 2 success stories so far. Well, the first one ended up being a success story, although it seemed terrible. But you say it never ended up working.
Why did it fail, Melissa?
I don't know. It just caused fights because we'd be standing outside the door just, ripping our hair out with the child crying on the other side. It was horrible.
I have heard stories of couples where one of the people in the relationship had to physically hold down the other to get them from going into the room.
Oh my God, I'm upset right now. My youngest is 13 years old and it's upsetting me all over again.
So this sounds like some serious PTSD.
Oh, it is.
Melissa.
It literally made me hate my kids just a little bit.
Oh my God.
Wait, Melissa, why didn't you just take a lap, sister? Why didn't you just, remove yourself from the situation? Maybe go into a different room, maybe read a book, put some AirPods in. I don't know.
You make it sound so simple, Breeze.
I don't know. My kids were resistant. I could have done those things right.
So, all right. So you opted to go with a different method. I assume you said your child's 13. I assume they're still not sleeping in the crib, next to you.
No, but it really kept me. I was trapped. I was trapped almost every night, putting them to sleep.
That sounds like more of a nightmare than the Ferber method. I'm sorry, Melissa, but I can't even imagine. I can't imagine.
I don't know. I can't either. It's just bad.
Well, I'm sorry for bringing up all these memories for you. Thank you for calling and sharing. I hope talking about it, maybe getting it out in the open, made you feel at least a little bit better.
Oh my God, I don't know about this.
All right.
Melissa's shaking in her car.
Have a good
now.
Rest of your day. We literally ruined her day just talking about this. That's what I'm saying though, Breeze. That is how much some parents say this is terrible.
But you could end up like Melissa and little Mace could be sleeping with you until he's 20.
Yeah.
You need to go, you need to full send on this Ferber method. I don't care what it takes. I don't care if you and Courtney have to strap yourselves to the bed. Do whatever you gotta do. But this has to happen, Courtney.
I need you to help me out. Actually, you can really help me out.
You want me to help you out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, what do you need me to do?
I want you to text your mom.
Okay.
And I want you to ask her if she tried this method on you and if it worked.
Okay, sure, I can do that.
And if she didn't and you did not go through this method, then obviously it's something that I need to try for my son Mason, because we can't have him turning out like you.
Corey?
You want to cry it out? Make you feel a little bit better?
Honestly, I still cry myself to sleep sometimes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.